This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, January 9th. Cattle markets yesterday had a huge day up, pretty impressive as we soared into new highs for the front month live cattle markets. Feeders didn't quite get new highs, even taking out swing highs, but we had a strong day nonetheless in the feeder complex as well. It was also a huge volume day, so you know the hedge funds the index funds have begun the rollover. And they're coming after cattle pretty aggressively. Again, a high volume day, a high open with open interest dropping a little bit after being very high. Maybe this is some sort of capitulation, but we definitely had the market having a very strong day yesterday. Cash markets really don't underpin that, however, and that's kind of a red flag. Last week, the cash markets were down 2 to 3 from the previous week. So far this week, we've seen just a few hundred head trade around 122. That would be down about 1 from last week's average. We haven't seen much dress trade develop so far this week. Box beef values yesterday were a bit weaker. Choice was down 30 cents at 214. Select down 95 at 207. The spreads at 672, movement 183 loads. So this really what we're focusing on here is the index fund roll, and this is kind of like the yearly rebalancing of the portfolio. Usually that happens when the markets have backed off and you have a little cheaper valuation in your portfolio, and if you want to keep a certain percentage, then you have to buy more, and that could be what's going on in the cattle complex. But nevertheless, hedge funds coming in with a huge volume day, and it looks like that had a big impact in the cattle complex. We'll see what kind of follow-through we can get. Of course, cash trade eventually has to come up and catch up with that, or you're going to start to see that back off a little bit. We've got some time with the Feb cattle. They're sitting a couple, $2 to $3 above where the most recent cash trade is. And of course, the Aprils are another dollar above that, and then it backs off pretty fast as you get into the summer months, where we expect that we'll see the prices back off, of course, with record beef production, record numbers on feed. We've stalled the marketings of cattle out of the feedlots because of major storms over these last month or so. So it looks like we're probably going to, you know, we're backing up some cattle, so we have to be cautious of that as the feedlots try to work their way through the numbers. That's slowing down demand for feeder cattle to fill empty pens as well. So it's kind of just pushing the normal cycle deferred a little bit, probably 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks. Normally you see a good push as far as feeder cattle demand to fill empty pens in the first of the year, but this year we're not seeing that develop just yet. But we'll see where we go. I didn't think that live cattle would have this much energy to it, especially with the cash trade that seems a little stagnant up here, particularly after the holidays. But we'll see what kind of follow-through we get with the index fund roll. This goes on for a few days. You know, if we don't see any more follow-through, that means they're pretty much wrapped up with what they need to do, at least in the cattle complex. And again, this was a pretty big spike day, huge volume. So you always want to be careful of a market's having a big extended day, putting in new highs or lows on a big volume day. Quite often that is a capitulation type of formation. So we'll be, you know, obviously watching this very closely to see if that's what we get. In feeders, you're back up into some pretty notable resistance, and you know, they backed off just a little bit into the close. I mean, it wasn't a bad close. They're still in the upper third of the range, but nevertheless, it wasn't really toward the high as the live cattle were. So that's the first market that would probably start to roll over to the downside when this runs out of gas. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.